BMW.
Hey, good morning. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got the sun trying to peek through here. 47 degrees. I haven't had a decent Tuesday in like 2 weeks. Why? Because I haven't got to talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty in studio with me this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Welcome back. Good to be back with you again.
Great to have you back.
Well, let's talk about, we can start with new listings. We'll go backwards.
Okay.
You got new listings. Tell us about this.
We do. We have a number of new listings, which we're excited about. You can tell the market is picking up. And, you know, we get excited as well when this time of year comes because we are, you know, getting busy and we're doing what we love.
Right.
But we've got a new listing in Fairmont, actually two new listings. And we've got a rural property, a little farmstead that is now on the market. So we've got some things happening, which is great.
Do you get excited about listings when something really like premium comes on the market and you go, ooh, I can't wait to dig into this?
You know, actually, I get excited no matter what the listing is.
Sure.
If it's a listing that can be a real, quote, challenge, you know, it's a learning experience as well. And
right.
When you see those challenges, it makes you work even that much harder because you want to get everybody through it.
Sure.
And happy people on both sides.
Absolutely. Steve, you're our numbers guy. How are we doing? It's been a couple weeks since we've talked numbers.
Not good.
Not good.
No, going up.
All right.
So I would tell people to look at the first-time homebuyer program. That one is not that bad. It's just over 5% right now. So that's a good number. But the other ones have gone up from 6.5 to 7 or better. So
someday we're going to take the whole segment. We're going to talk about the first-time homebuyer thing. Because you talk a lot about that, and it's a good deal.
Yeah, it is for the right person, you know, and I guess obviously a first-time homebuyer type thing. And, yeah, we can do that.
Let's do some terms today, because I love having you two in here because you're educating me, too. Amortization, am I pronouncing that right? Amortization, what is that all about? Explain this one to me.
So basically, when you have a mortgage, they give you like a time schedule of how much goes towards the principal of the loan, and how much goes to your interest.
Okay.
So, and over time, of course, what you owe on the property is going to go down. So you can just see in that schedule where you are at as far as equity, I guess, in the home.
So that would be a useful guide. I would think to look at that and
it
kind
is.
Of a blessing or a curse all
well,
in one.
I usually tell my buyers when they first see it, I'm like, well, you might not want to look at the payoff day because that can be a little scary, but, you know, it's good to have the information.
Absolutely. What is a flat fee broker? Let's talk about this. I'll throw that up to both of you.
Well, flat fee broker would be something that is just, it's a certain amount that's set at the front end of your listing.
Okay.
You know, you probably deal mostly with percentages, you know, with different brokers, but, you know, every once in a while, for some reason or another, you may just have a flat fee, whatever that number is, for the property. And there can be reasons why that happens that way, you know. If you think it's going to happen in a big, fat hurry, or sometimes we do just paperwork, you know,
sure.
And that's a flat fee type situation too, where it's just a certain amount of money to complete the transaction for the homeowner.
This is real estate jargon, folks, and because you guys have a lexicon all your own. Because I've heard you talking here before we go on the air, it's like you could just well be talking Greek to me. But you two understand it, and with your years of experience, that's not surprising. You got a couple things. Sherry, let's first talk about our local heroes thing. Tell us about this program.
Exactly. We started this program just weeks ago, and we call it our local heroes program. And, you know, we realize that the dedication that, you know, our local police, sheriff, firefighters, veterans, or both active and retired military go through, and you know we'd like to give back to them just in our way. If they list or sell with us at closing, they're going to receive a Visa gift card from us.
Okay, Very, very nice. And again, you just started this up.
We did, and we're excited about it. It's a way for us to give back to the community.
Absolutely. And you've got an event happening on Thursday where I believe Steve's going to sing and dance, you said.
Exactly.
I'm not going to hold him to that, though. I know better. Tell us about what's going on with the Chamber Chat.
Sure. We are actually hosting Chamber Chats, which has newly been started, I think maybe 3 months ago, by the local chamber. So we're going to open our doors to the community and to the chamber members to come in and visit and hear a little bit about what we do. And then also the chamber has a topic each month that they talk about.
All right. And this starts Thursday at 8 in the morning.
8 a.m.
All right. Doors open up. And I know how hospitable you are from your Christmas parties. So expecting great things.
Well, it won't
put you both on the spot, aren't I? Yeah. Welcome back, Bill.
Pressure's on.
Right. Steve and Sherry, great having you in here as it is every Tuesday. You have a fantastic week.
Thanks,
have a good time on Thursday, and we'll do some follow-up next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere, and I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night.